USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of jobs are still available for those looking for work. The Labor Department saying there were nearly 11 million job openings in December. That's a more than 1% increase from November and above what analysts had forecast. More than 4.3 million people quit their jobs. Texas is preparing for another winter storm to hit the state this week. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says power outages could result from multiple scenarios.
It could be either ice on power lines that would cause a power line to go down, or it could be ice on trees that causes a tree to fall and on power lines and cause the power line to go down.
President Biden spending some time on Tuesday meeting with the Senate Judiciary Committee leaders to discuss the Supreme Court vacancy. USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to the special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
The former president is sitting on a boatload of cash.
Former President Donald Trump's latest Federal Election Commission filings from his political committees boast a $51 million haul for the second half of 2021. That gives Trump more than $122 million in cash on hand. Trump had already reported raising $82 million in the first half of 2021. Trump told Newsmax he likely won't make any announcements until after the midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It'll cost more than $6,000 for a seat in the nosebleed section to watch the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Secondary markets like StubHub and Ticketmaster are selling seats in the top level of SoFi Stadium for at least $5,500, plus almost another $1,000 in fees. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Seven-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady is officially announcing his retirement from football. Brady posting on Instagram that he's not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. Brady retiring after 22 seasons in the NFL, most of them being in New England. As far as what he meant to that area, Jim McBride is with the Boston Globe.
What he meant to New England was huge. I don't think, you know, most diehard Patriots fans never wanted to see him leave. And it was kind of a split decision when he left. You know, people would still cheer for Tom, but others were, you know, felt betrayed. So he still moves the needle in New England. You know, this whole weekend where the speculation was, what was he going to retire, was he not? It was still the biggest story in Boston, and he hasn't played here in 2 years. So his impact, immeasurable.
That audio courtesy of CNN. House Republicans sent a letter to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criticizing their guidance for children to wear masks in schools. But Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise calls on President Joe Biden to show his position on mask mandates on Fox Business.
President Biden's been in a position for over a year now. Are you going to side with the teacher union bosses or with kids? But you've got to pick a side. You can't be with both because the union bosses are doing and pushing these mandates that are hurting kids.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.